Everybody listening in right now, I'm asking you for just a moment to allow me to reminisce or perhaps indulge me as I might even ramble a bit as we kick off today, War Chest Week. Today, the notion of a war bond program is hardly the in thing in Hollywood. 60 years ago, it captivated the hearts of celebrities ranging from Lucille Ball to Fred Astaire. And together with grassroots organizations and everyday people, celebrities then underscored the necessity of a war bond drive that ended up facilitating the manufacturing of military machinery that proved, as Randy just talked about a few moments ago, to be decisive in the overthrow of the evils of Hitlerism. Perhaps the biggest obstacle in the current war on terrorism is simply convincing the public that there is such a war to be fought in the first place. And what is true in the war against terrorism is equally true in today's battle for truth. Indeed, we could well say that truth is under siege, and for the most part, Christians have been AWOL. And this despite the fact that the West is in the midst of a seismic culture shift in which truth itself is up for grabs. Consider for a moment this tragic reality. The most famous person on the planet has gone as far as to redefine the very notion of sin itself. While biblical orthodoxy defines sin as being out of alignment with God's standard of perfection, Barack Obama defines sin as, quote, being out of alignment with my values. If our president is correct, then Obama, not the Almighty, is the arbiter of what is right and what is wrong. Let me think about that just another way. If sin is being out of alignment with our president's values, then all who oppose the painful killing of a partially born child have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Obama. Furthermore, if sin is being out of alignment with one's own system of values, one would be hard-pressed to oppose Hitler in one of the most significant atrocities in human history. After all, from his perspective, Semites were subhuman, and Aryans were supermen. Moreover, if sin is being out of alignment with one's own personal value system, then truth is ultimately relegated to a mere matter of preference or opinion. And that's precisely the problem. Truth is that which corresponds to reality. As such, truth does not give way to a personal system of value, nor does it yield to the size and strength of the latest lobby group. Truth is true, even if everyone denies it, and a lie is a lie, even if everyone affirms it. Well, all of this is simply prologue to say this week is War Chest Week, a week in which we're asking those who love truth to invest in what would be the spiritual equivalent of purchasing war bonds 60 years ago. As an organization, the Christian Research Institute has now been standing in the gap. This is hard to believe, but for half a century, and countless lives have been rescued in the war for truth. But this war has never been more crucial than it is right now. And as an organization, we have the spiritual resources necessary to prevail in this battle for truth. What we don't have are the necessary financial resources. And that is the subject I'm going to be harping on all week. It is precisely where you, listening to my voice right now, come in. As thousands of us stand together in the battle for truth, we can turn the corner in Western Christianity's demise. We can see light at the end of a dark tunnel. Even now, I'm reminded of Abraham Kuyper's challenge to the secular unbelief that the French Revolution unleashed against the Christian faith. I memorized this a long time ago because Abraham Kuyper, the Dutch prime minister, was born in the same city that I was born in, Leiden. And he once said this: when principles that run against your deepest convictions begin to win the day, then battle is your calling. Peace has become sin. You must, at the price of dearest peace, lay your convictions bare before friend and enemy alike with all the fire of your faith. We are in a battle, and unfortunately, all kinds of people are blithely unaware that the battle rages around us, and the casualties are myriad. And if we do nothing, then we are accessories to evil. We have, as an organization, been involved in this battle for truth on so many different levels. We have worked with individuals that are trapped in the kingdom of the cults. We have been equipping Christians to communicate what they believe and why they believe it. We have been involved in equipping people when it comes to world religions. This has been done on an individual basis, and it has been done on a broad base as well. We have a megaphone to the world through what you're listening to right now, the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We are making a strategic difference and bearing abundant, abiding fruit. It wasn't all that many years ago that I began meeting with the leaders of the Worldwide Church of God, an organization in transition, an organization that once denied the Trinity, that had an obsession with a legalistic interpretation of the Old Testament. They believed in British Israelism. They believed that they had an exclusive relationship with God. But then God began changing the heart of the leadership, and as a result, a whole movement came from cultism to Christ. And thousands of lives were impacted. And by God's grace, we were involved in the process, and later on this week, we'll be talking to the Pastor General of the Worldwide Church of God. And he himself will testify to the impact of a ministry that is committed to standing for truth, no matter what the cost. Today, I'm going to be talking to two friends in another movement, a movement that started in China. Watchman Nee began a movement that has had a dramatic impact in the East and is also having an impact around the world, even now in the West. And yet this organization was involved with that organization in oftentimes a way that did not reflect truth. Why? Because primary research needs to become paramount in everything that you do. And truth has to always win the day. Why? Because when it does not, there are always casualties. I've been in China twice in the last year, and I have seen firsthand the persecuted church and have come to realize that anything spoken in a cavalier manner can have dramatic consequences overseas. What I'm saying in all of that is we dare not be wrong when it comes to truth. Truth matters. And the Christian Research Institute does what she does because truth matters. And that is why all this week I'm going to be asking people to stand with me. We have the spiritual resources, but we need the financial resources. We can no longer just limp along. The battle for truth is at a strategic juncture, at a juncture in history where we could literally lose Western civilization, which was formed on the back of Western Christianity. As Chuck Colson told me recently in Washington, D.C., we are now in the midst of the perfect storm. And we dare not stand idle. God has raised up this ministry for such a time as this. Because of that, I'm asking you as a believer that loves truth, that knows of an organization that will stand for truth, listen to this, no matter what the cost, to stand with us right now. To join us as a monthly support team member in the battle for truth, to, as it were, buy war bonds so that we as a ministry can go in the battle, not only armed with the spiritual resources that are necessary, but the financial resources. We need many of you to call right now and say, I'm standing with you during War Chest Week.